Colleges and universities are struggling with falling enrollment, and the problem is most pronounced among men. The number of male students at college has dropped 6% in the past 5 years, and the proportion of college students who are men is now at 40%, a record low. It's a problem that's particularly acute at the University of Vermont. From Vermont Public and the Hechinger Report, Liam Elder Connors reports on how UVM is trying to address it.
UVM's Student Center was buzzing on a recent Thursday morning. Students grabbed coffee, caught up with friends, and worked on laptops. It might be hard to see just looking around, but at Vermont's largest public university, women outnumber men 2-1. Melinda Wetzel, a junior, says she does notice that gender gap.
I will say, I was at the gym the other day, and most of the time, like, if you think about going to a gym, you think of, like, oh no, like, there's going to be a lot of scary guys there. I looked around, and I actually pointed out to my friend, like, whoa, look at all the girls here. This is great.
There are a few factors leading to the drop in male college enrollment. Boys are now less likely to graduate from high school. Surveys have found that men are more likely to think that they don't need a degree to get a job. That crossed John Truslow's mind.
Jeez, dude. That was money.
Truslow, who was playing pool in the student center, thought about going into the trades or the military, but ultimately decided college was a better option. The UVM senior also says the cost of college was a barrier for some of his male high school classmates.
But most of the ones that just directly didn't go to college was mostly academically. They just weren't feeling school and they wanted to do something else.
Higher education officials say dwindling male enrollment presents a problem for their long-term sustainability.
We are trying to broaden our pipeline wherever we can.
Jay Jacobs is UVM's vice provost for enrollment management. He says research shows adults with higher education tend to be healthier.
We know that an undereducated male population leads to some serious societal problems, right? Be that depression, alcoholism, or substance abuse.
UVM isn't alone in trying to attract more men. At the University of Montana, recent marketing emails highlight its hunting class, forestry program, and outdoor recreation opportunities. Other colleges, like Calvin University in Michigan, have added sports teams. Richard Reeves, president of the think tank the American Institute for Boys and Men, is skeptical of that approach. He says colleges should instead focus efforts on programs that have seen a drop in male enrollment.
And so I think that rather than thinking a football team is the answer, maybe more men in your nursing school is the answer.
At UVM, officials conducted research and found entrepreneurship-themed programs appealed to prospective male students. So the university launched its first ever pitch challenge, where high school students could win a full ride.
Hello, everybody. I'm Pearson.
I'm Parker.
And we would like to pitch to you the Discard, an innovation in medicine.
In early April, five teams competed at UVM for the final round of the contest. Their business pitches included mental health nonprofits, medical devices, and sustainable phone chargers. The finalists were chosen from about 150 submissions from around the world. 60% came from men, and half were from students who identify as people of color. Jacobs, UVM's vice provost for enrollment management, says the university was pleased with those results.
We thought that this idea would attract men. We thought that this idea would attract racial and ethnically diverse students, and we were right.
The contest put UVM on the map for finalists Parker and Pearson Jones, identical twins from Florida. Pearson says he and his brother have been doing a lot of college searching.
We haven't looked at Vermont, the University of Vermont, but after this pitch, we're definitely going to look into it because it's definitely more interesting now.
But fixing the fewer men problem is not just about getting more men to enroll in college. Evan Katita, coordinator of men and masculinities programs at UVM, says male students are more likely to leave within their first year. He says UVM has launched some initiatives to address that, including a mentorship program for male students of color.
I am establishing some sense of belonging for current students, but that is also, we recognize that is already on stage, that is in the view of prospective students as well.
Katita says both recruiting and retention are linked, and UVM will need to do both to be successful. For Vermont Public, I'm Liam Elder Connors.